The Golden Ray, a capsized cargo ship, and the thousands of cars inside of it have been stuck just off the coast of Georgia for almost 6 months. Now crews are beginning work to eventually remove the giant wreck. As Molly Samuel from member station WABE reports, getting rid of the car carrier is complicated.
From the mainland in coastal Georgia, for the most part, you can't see the Atlantic Ocean. You can see miles of salt marsh, barrier islands, and the shrimp boats in the intracoastal waterway. And since September, from the coastal city of Brunswick, there's a view of the Golden Ray.
The fog is now starting to let up, so you can actually see the cargo ship.
Susan Inman works for the local environmental organization Altamaha Riverkeeper. We're in a city park between a busy street and the marsh, looking at the 650-foot car carrier resting on its side offshore. The ship capsized as it was leaving the port of Brunswick, heading for Baltimore with 4,200 new cars on board. The cause is still under investigation. From our early morning view, the Golden Ray is a big, dark hump near the horizon. From nearby bridges and islands, the red, white, and blue ship is even more visible.
You just can't get away from it.
It's just so big, which means getting it out of the St. Simon Sound is a big job. The plan to dismantle the wreck is to use a giant chain to slice the massive cargo ship into 8 pieces, lift them up out of the water, then take them away on a barge. At a recent community meeting, curious residents like Bill Bulfer were generally impressed.
This is going to be cool. I'm into equipment and cranes and all that kind of stuff. This is going to be awesome. I'm going to go out in my boat and watch it.
This wreck is unprecedented in the United States. That's why it's still there after almost 6 months, according to the U.S. Coast Guard, which is coordinating the recovery. And as wild as this plan might sound, to slice a ship like a gigantic semi-submerged loaf of bread, it has been done before in other places, with car carriers and also on part of the Russian submarine Kursk.
It's not all that unusual.
Richard Burke teaches marine engineering at the Maritime College of the State University of New York. He says every wreck is different with its own set of challenges. With the Golden Ray,
there are a number of things you have to worry about. First of all, this ship has now the remains of 4,200 vehicles.
So it's not just getting the ship itself out of the sound. It's also all those cars with their fuel and batteries and oil. Other things that make this complicated include that the ship is on its side and that there are strong tides and currents in the area. Right now, workers are building a barrier around the wreck that's meant to soak up oil and catch debris and cars once the actual slicing starts.
My main concern is the biggest part of this operation is coming up.
Susan Inman with Altamaha Riverkeeper says she's worried that cutting the ship into big pieces is going to make a mess near sensitive coastal ecosystems. And the original salvage company working on the Golden Ray is now suing the Coast Guard in federal court. It claims it was a violation of federal law that it lost the contract to remove the wreck and that the current plan is environmentally risky. Still, at least so far, it all could have been worse. That's according to Doug Haymans. He's the director of Georgia's Coastal Resources Division.
For a disaster of this nature, we're very fortunate.
All the ship's crew members were rescued. There was an oil spill, but most of the ship's fuel was removed from its tanks.
We could have had 300,000 gallons on our shorelines, and we've had nowhere near that.
The company working to remove the Golden Ray will begin slicing up the ship in about a month. The goal is to have it out of the St. Simon Sound before peak hurricane season this summer. For NPR News, I'm Molly Samuel in Brunswick, Georgia.